$67 billion. That's the amount of federal money census officials say Nevada stands to gain over the next decade. But with the current COVID-19 pandemic disrupting nearly every aspect of daily life, how are census takers ensuring an accurate count? KUNR's Paul Boger spoke with Carrie Dermick, the statewide census coordinator for Nevada Census 2020, to get an update.
In broad terms, how is the census going here in Nevada so far?
Yeah, so things are actually going pretty decently given the COVID-19 situation. Our response rate is currently at 36.2%, which is only 0.2% below the national response rate. So here in Nevada, we actually are doing pretty well under the COVID-19 circumstances. And then we even have some counties that are responding in the upper 30s and 40%, like counties like even Clark County and Washoe and Churchill and Carson City and Lyon County. So things are actually going pretty well with the response rate so far.
Is a 36.2 response rate good?
So that's the response rate currently, but the census is not going to be over until August 14th. So we still have until August 14th to respond. So given that we've only had 18 days of response in the state and the country, that is a pretty good number.
Mm-hmm. You mentioned the pandemic a moment ago. How has your office shifted its outreach efforts? I assume you're not going door to door right now.
What we were focused on was community outreach, like through events and our own hosted events. And so how we have shifted is we have become more of a digital organizing operation at this point. And so tomorrow we're going to host a bunch of different webinars. I'm going to be on two different webinars, and then some of my staff will be doing webinars as well. And then also some of our partner organizations will be doing webinars about the census. So that's one way that Nevada Census 2020 has shifted. And then from the Census Bureau perspective, how they have shifted. So they have now suspended field operations until April 15th. And then after April 15th, the census takers will start going to door to door at the end of May to follow up people that have not responded with the census.
What about outreach with minority communities or underserved communities, poor communities, people who may not have the ability to fill something out over the internet?
Yeah, so luckily before COVID-19 had hit, my operation was able to do about like hundreds of census education events, in particular those communities. So we have already formed relationships in those communities. So now we're able to connect those communities digitally. And then kind of how I'm looking at it is because, you know, the Census Bureau operation has been suspended, but my operation hasn't been suspended. That's a good thing. So my operation is still able to, you know, manage the media operation as well, what we're doing, but then also do digital organizing. And then once the Census Bureau comes back online, they will be able to assist with any gaps or things that the Nevada Census 2020 operation is missing. So I think this is actually going to work out okay, just given the situation that we're in right now.
There was a lot of controversy last year and the year before about a citizenship question on the census. That was struck down by the courts. You know, I wonder if you can just go ahead and quickly explain what is going to be on the census this year.
Yeah, so the types of questions that are being asked are going to be things like your name, your birth date, the relationships in your household, your phone number, and your address. Those are the type of questions that you're going to expect on this year's census form.
At the end of the day, what do people need to know about the census?
The census is easy, and you can do it right in your own home right now, online or by phone or by mail. And so we are hoping that people respond because they are at home and maybe they want something to do. But also another reason they should respond is this is a small thing that you can do for your state that will have a huge impact on your state. The census is going to possibly create over $67 billion in funding for the state of Nevada. And for every single Nevadan that is counted this year, we'll create over $20,000 per person for the state, which will go to things like public health and education and infrastructure, which the state is definitely going to need after the COVID-19 pandemic.
Carrie Dermick is the statewide census coordinator for Nevada Census 2020. Carrie, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you so much. Have a good day.